Hey, everybody. It's been a long time since we've had an episode of Making Waves at Sea Level. My name is Tom Singer, and this podcast I have had since 2014, so coming up on 10 years that I've had this show. But for the last year, we haven't dropped an episode, and for several months before that, they were a little sporadic because I took on this role as the CEO at the Austin Technology Council, and there's just been a lot to do. I'm charged with sort of reinventing the organization, working with the community to look to what does the future look like for a trade association that really focuses on tech when Austin is now this phenomenal tech center. Anyway, I wanted to get back to making audio and video versions of Making Waves at Sea Level. And today I wanted to talk about something that came up in conversation with someone I was speaking with yesterday. And they were talking about the fact, as we were talking about how do you get more engaged in the community, they were talking about how hard it is to make friends over the age of 50. Now, I talk about this in my keynotes, and this is a real thing. Just think for a minute. When you're in elementary and junior high school, you're always in class. Every year, you're switching classes. Your parents put you in activities like sports or dance or band. Then you get to high school, and you're switching classes every hour, so you're passing people in the hallway. And again, you're joining clubs, you're in drama, or you're on the pep squad, or whatever it is that you're doing. Then you go to college. All the freshmen live together in the dorm, so you're constantly meeting people. Maybe you join some sort of an organization at your college, like a fraternity or a sorority or some other social or activist group that you're involved with. And so you're meeting new people and you have meetings every week or every month. Then you fast forward to your first job and all the young professionals get thrown together. In fact, there's all kinds of next gen groups for that under 30 crowd. Then you get married, you're hanging out with all the new married couples, you have kids, you're hanging out with all the new parents, your kids start going to school, and you're hanging out with those activities. You're constantly around new people. So it's easy to make friends because you're constantly sharing activities with people. And we bond with people who we share experiences with. But here's where it gets tricky. When you start to become an empty nester, maybe you're 50 or older, you're not around as many new people as you used to be. For a lot of us, we settle into sort of our routines. We have things that we like and we don't like. We don't want to try new things. And that holds us back from meeting new people and sharing experiences that leads to new friendships. Now, in my effort to really make age 50 to 75 the best years of my life, I'm learning a lot of things. And I'm talking to a lot of people who are farther down that journey than I am. And one of the things you have to do, if you want to make new friends, is you have to get involved with things. Now, if you're still working during this age 50 to 75 span of life, if you're still working, there are all kinds of business groups you can get into. In my community, I'm trying to encourage people of all ages to get involved with the Austin Technology Council and really look for how do we bring the community together. Now that our community has grown so much, we haven't necessarily done a fantastic job of integrating all those new people. And a lot of people are feeling disconnected and lonely. Not just in my community, but everywhere. Every survey shows that people are lonelier and feel more disconnected than they ever have at any time in history. So what we want to do is get people out of their house. If you're working remotely, you absolutely have to get out of your house and get around people. And yes, you could go to a co-working space. Those are great. You could go to a coffee shop and work. But what I'm talking about is joining something. Now, you can join a business group like a technology council or a chamber of commerce or some other business organization, or you can get involved with your faith community, or you can get involved with some sort of a civic cause that's trying to promote something. Maybe it's the ballet or the opera or something like that that really is there in your community. Or you could get involved in some sort of activist activity trying to promote a cause that you really care about. However, if you're not joining something, you're going to be left out. So my father was widowed at age 70, and he knew he was pretty healthy. He knew he'd probably live what he thought was another 7 to 12 years. Turns out he lived another 30 years. But one of the things he did, because my mother had really kind of controlled their social life, not in a bad way when I say controlled, but she was super social and was always belonging to clubs and participating in different things with her career. And they would always go to activities. But a lot of times it was things my mother had set up. My father realized quickly that if he wanted to stay active, if he wanted to learn and grow, one of the best ways to learn and grow is to meet new people. Yes, you can watch YouTube videos. Yes, you can take courses and classes, but the people you meet really help you grow and thrive. Plus, Human beings? Human beings are social animals. We do better when we're in a pack, when we're with others. And so what my father did is he got involved with a bowling league. He got involved with the senior men's club in his area. And he got very involved in going to things for the seniors in his church. And by doing those things, my father kept meeting new friends. Now, people were always saying, how does he have so many friends? Well, because he participated in a lot of activities. He also ended up having a lot of companionship. He dated some people. He never did remarry, but he always was meeting new people who he found fascinating and interesting. And so that example, I mean, you don't have to be in your 70s to do this. You can do this in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, or in this span that I talk about of your age 50 to 75. What you have to do is you have to get involved, show up, volunteer, help others. If you do that on a weekly basis, over the course of a year or two, you're suddenly going to have a whole bunch of new friends. Now, the person I was talking about, he and I challenged each other. How can we get more involved in the community? How can we track this and see what happens over the course of the next year? So I'm going to do this experiment. I am going to actively be out there looking for people who I can share experiences with. Now, I have taken on this whole thing that I want to try new things as I get older. So I'm looking for new activities. I had taken up running 8 years ago, but my knees aren't doing very well. So now I have to take up something else. So I'm looking to see, is there a swimming club? Is there something I can do with going to the gym with a group of people? I'm looking for something that won't hurt my knees, but will keep me super active as I move forward into the next phase of life. But if you want to make friends as you get older, you can do this through business. You can do this through your faith community. You can do this through social clubs, but you have to be the one who takes the action. So what do you think? I would love to hear from you. Is it harder to make friends over age 50 than it was when you were in your 20s? Does it matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert? A lot of people will tell me, Tom, you're a lot more outgoing than I am. I'm more of an introvert. That is true. But many of the friends who I've shared experiences with in a lifetime, and including my spouse, are introverts. It's not that introverts don't like people. They just get drained by being in social situations too often. So if you're more introverted, my advice is know yourself. Put yourself out there and meet people, but schedule that downtime that you need to recharge your batteries. If you're more of an extrovert like me, this is going to help you thrive just inside if you're getting around people and getting involved in these types of activities. So try new things, get out there, and get involved with business groups that can help your community and your industry thrive. On the side of my life where I'm a professional speaker, I'm very active in the National Speakers Association. And I will tell you, I don't think I ever would have been able to create a career where I get paid to speak if I hadn't been super active in NSA, because the people I've met have really educated me, whether they've meant to or not. Because when you get around people in your industry who are thriving, they can't help it. Success leaves clues. So that's my two cents for today. And I think it's important if you're leading a team to make sure that that team is getting out into the community and that they're sharing experiences with each other. A lot of people will say, I don't want to have friends at work. Yes, you do. The more friends you have inside your company and in your industry, that is your secret weapon to more success. Because I think all opportunities in life come from people. People matter. So let's get out there. Let's get away from this, I just want to work remotely and be on Zoom all day. I don't care if you're an introvert or an extrovert. Let's get to the fact that we realize that humans are social creatures and we need each other. And therefore, take it upon yourself to say, you know what? I'm not just going to go join a community. I'm going to be an active part of a community because it's not just for me. It's for all the other people in the community. They need you as much as you need them. So that's my two cents for today. I am going to put these on YouTube. I'm going to return them to the original place of my podcast, which is on Apple and Spotify under the name Making Waves at Sea Level. And if you like this show, reach out to me. You can find me at Tom, T-H-O-M, at TomSinger.com. And if your company plans an event, you're looking for a speaker, oh my gosh, check me out at TomSinger.com. And if by chance you're in the technology space in Austin, Texas, please, please, please support the Austin Technology Council, because we're doing a lot of great things. We can't do it alone. We're a community organization, which means we need the community. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Let me know what topics you'd like me to talk about for future episodes. And I'm kind of excited to be back into this podcast role and making my podcast a weekly event once again. Thanks a lot.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.